Hello everybody, I'm George Milo. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the memorandum of understanding between the United States of America and the Islamic Republic of Iran, signed just a few days ago. We know there have been painstaking negotiations almost since the beginning of the war, 20th of February this year, often brokered by Pakistan, Islamabad as a venue, Vice President J.D. Vance, other American dignitaries there, to meet the Pakistanis, meet the Iranian delegation. So got to give full credit to the Pakistanis for midwifing this deal. They're a neighbor of Iran. They've got an ambiguous relationship with Iran and so on. So they're very badly impacted by this because the price of energy affects them very severely, a less economically developed country. So, I mean, if this is peace, I'm very glad to see it. I remain skeptical. For Trump to restart this war will be criminally stupid. So don't rule it out. He should never have started. And he has failed. He has been defeated. His objective was regime change. He was crystal clear about that. It was regime change. Then it wasn't regime change. Then it was regime change. Then regime change had already happened because he'd killed the supreme leader. Then it wasn't regime change. So, you know, it's definitely maybe. Okay. He'll change his mind in the middle of a sentence. So you never know where you are with him. Does he know where he is? Now, he castigated the so-called Iran deal, the Comprehensive Plan of Action, signed in 2015 under President Barack Hussein Obama. But when Trump came in, the so-called worst deal ever, according to Trump, he extended it twice by signing off the suspension of sanctions. And then he ended it, not even claiming the Iranians had broken it. That's all about, nuclear weapons. And there's no proof Iran has ever tried to develop a nuclear weapon. He got a fatwa, an official religious doctrine, against nuclear weapons. So as Iran has not agreed to anything they didn't agree to before, they've agreed never to try and pursue nuclear weapons, either by making themselves or purchasing them. So the end to hostilities, but a 60-day period in which they're to try to parley about the particulars, because there's a lot of detail. It took painstaking negotiations over 20 months under the Obama administration to get the previous agreement. And there were all the mechanisms in there about inspections and who was allowed to inspect and how many inspectors and where and how frequently and all the rest of it. The minutiae, obviously Trump's got no attention span for the details of it. And so that remains to be hammered out. The devil's in the detail. So Iran has repeated that they're not seeking to develop nuclear weapons and they will fully cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Authority, agency. And Iran is doing that anyway. Even the United States said they're doing that. The IAEA, the various countries supervising them, but the European Union said, yeah, they're sticking to the deal with scrupulousness. It's the United States which broke it unilaterally for no good reason. It's bad faith on the behalf of Uncle Sam. And obviously bad faith when they're negotiating last year with the Iranians when they got attacked by the United States. They were negotiating in February when they were attacked. So it really is sickening. So Trump was talked into this by Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu has then openly criticized President Donald J. Trump. Netanyahu tried to really big up how close his relationship with Donald J. Trump. He finally found a U.S. president who was going to help him absolutely crush Iran. That was the idea. And it didn't topple the regime. It may have strengthened them. And it's sent global energy markets into havoc. It's damaged the global economy. You know, American prestige is at a low. None of their allies fallen at the middle of this war. The United Kingdom shot down some Iranian drones, shouldn't have even done that. It's really damaged the Gulf Arab countries, meant to be US allies. People are far less willing to fly to various countries. It's wiped so much off the stock market. It's hit Americans and how much they pay for gasoline. It's been terrible. Now, not that many Americans have been killed. An awful lot of Iranians have been killed. An awful lot of Lebanese people have been killed. Thousands of civilians have been killed. 150 little girls murdered in their school by the US military. And the USA is totally unapologetic about that. Lebanon has not declared war against Israel. Lebanon's got puny armed forces. The Israelis attacking them anyway, attacking Hezbollah there. The Iranians say this peace agreement extends to Lebanon. If Lebanon, that includes Hezbollah in Lebanon, is attacked, this peace deal is off. Will the Israelis try to bring it down anyway? So they're very unhappy about this. Some Israeli warmongers, some bloodthirsty maniacs like Ben-Gvir, Smotrich, and so on. All right. So the United Nations Security Council is meant to endorse this in the end. Some sanctions in Iran are being lifted, only some. The Straits of Hormuz is open and so on. Now, the Iranians, they wanted their assets back immediately. The $25 billion in frozen assets, they're not getting them back immediately. That was one of the sticking points. So Israel may try to wreck this deal, but that could go either way. Some of the crazy Zionists, the vicious, racist, anti-Palestinians, cheerleaders for the Gaza genocide, they're distraught that there's peace. You know, they want even more people to be killed. So they're disappointed. And, you know, Trump, he should not have started this war. The United States is completely unnecessary. It's totally avoidable. There was no American interest in that. Iran has never fired a shot at the USA. He's never claimed an inch of American territory. Okay, they have fought the Americans in the Middle East. Well, the Americans have been threatening them. But, you know, they should leave Iran well alone. And I know the Iranian regime is rebarbative, but this hasn't toppled the regime. It may have strengthened it. And an awful lot of thousands of people got killed. If thousands of people got killed and overthrew the Iranian government and brought sweetness and light, that might, you could argue, might be worth it. But because it hasn't happened, it's definitely not worth it at all. It's an illegal war of aggression fought by the United States and Israel for no good reason. Wow. Well, I really hope it's over. But, you know, with Trump, you have to expect the unexpected. And Israel may try and bring it down. But they think, well, then the United States wouldn't help us out. But on the other hand, we know the Iranian military technology is well behind. Their Navy's mostly been sent to Davy Jones. Their air force is antiquated. That's mostly been destroyed. Their army, but we're not going to fight us on land. Plus, you know, Israel's got air superiority. Their drones and missiles and so on can seldom get through Israel's Iron Dome. The cupboard is almost bare in Iran in terms of these weapons. So the Iranians didn't want to be seen too desperate for a peace deal. Want to show that they could wait out Donald Trump's attention span and their willingness to suffer because they welcome martyrdom. So that is the peace agreement. But yeah, the devil is in the detail. So really, I hope it is permanent peace. And, you know, all gone about Iran as a threat to the world. How about the USA as a threat to the world and Israel as a threat to the world? Israel illegally occupying Lebanon, Syria and Palestine. Now, I know some people claim that Palestine isn't a country, but it is a sovereign nation recognized by 150 others, more than recognize Israel. But everybody, including Israel, even they acknowledge Lebanon and Syria are real countries. And Israel's illegally occupying their soil. So this is a threat to the world. Israel's committing murder in many different countries around the world. You know, in Yemen, in Tunisia, in Iran, deliberately murdering civilians. Deliberately. No accident. It's not collateral damage. They know this person's civilian. They kill him anyway. That is terrorism. So you see how the USA and Israel, the biggest state sponsors of terrorism in the world. You know, wow. So just because someone is wearing a uniform, that doesn't automatically mean it's not terrorism and so forth. So it's terrible. It's sickening. It's rebarbative. And you see how monstrous the situation is when evil so often wins. And it's not that there's good versus evil. It's usually bad event against even worse. Not Manichaean. And most people, most countries, most governments are mixtures of good and bad. Some are worse than others. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Do what you can to campaign for peace.